River City Podcast Federation.
Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and M. Brand.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's More Metal. My name is Dan Weber, and joining me is my good friend and fellow Hesher, Noriko Ott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
They can't see you, Noriko, no matter how metal you make your face. It's a fucking podcast.
Sorry, I was just looking at my face in the little view screen.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, it doesn't work, but, you know, you got to make a noise with it. Otherwise, it's not really going to... It's not going to set it off. You know what I mean?
I think silence is the most metal sound of all.
You would be wrong. Today we're going to talk about the most metal DC superhero, which we went off the cuff with last week, or last episode. And then we're going to do, to go in a totally different direction, most metal mass suicide. And then we'll end it with a topic that producer Randy will pick, and he should not pick it now.
Okay.
Or pick it whenever, and just don't tell us until then.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you right now, but I haven't looked.
So, like every other episode, to decide who goes first, we have to do it in most metal way possible, which is to stab each other with imaginary swords using a 20-sided dice. So go for it, you fuck.
All right. My armor class is 15, though, bitch. I got a 15.
I got a 12. So you get to go first on the topic that you already said caused you physical pain to actually research. Most metal DC superhero.
I hate DC so much, and this just solidified it all over the place. Hey, I want to start out, though, really quick. I found out recently, I want to give a shout out to my friend Layton, who I found out who's just been subscribing to our podcast and listening to it the whole time, which I think is sick as fuck. And then not only that, got all of their roommates to listen to us too.
Yeah. Oh, dope.
Fucking, fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
Super
you,
rad.
Layton.
Yeah.
Shout
Very
out
cool.
to Layton. And yeah. So
Layton,
what's your...
and the roommates.
What's your pick?
Yes, okay. My pick for most metal, DC superhero, and trust me, pickings were slim.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a character known as Ragman, by the way. Ragman is a character he's made entirely out of fucking rags. And every time he only fights demons. And every time he kills someone or he punishes every time he kills somebody, he absorbs their soul and they become another patch in his Ragman suit.
Right.
Which is sick as fuck. Imagine every time you put a Slayer patch on your fucking denim jacket, you actually had to slay somebody.
Right.
It's like that. It's tight as fuck. And there's also like a Jewish mysticism thing like tied into it, which I think is fucking sick. So that's it. He's just a guy who fights demons, and then every time he kills a demon, he absorbs them and they become a brand new rag patch in his Ragman suit. That's it. I don't know. I didn't read any of his comics because fuck DC.
Yeah. I guarantee that setup was way better than any of the comics actually would have been, especially when he killed like Evil Man or, you know, the Spinning Top or the Dreidel or whichever fucking bullshit supervillain they gave Ragman.
I'm sure.
The Toy Box. Yeah, you know, some fucking bullshit like that.
Dr. Badman.
Dr. Badman Chimp Gorilla. Like, they have a fucking superhero called Detective Chimp. That's something
that was
I
my
learned.
Backup.
God, they just fucking, whoever they've hired to name all of their shit is just the fucking worst. Like, they just can't name a superhero or supervillain to save their fucking lives.
I told you that, like, Steel's main bad guy was a guy named Dr. Villain.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of lazy shit writing right? is Dr. Villain?
There was one superhero named the Living Doll, which is just like, what the fuck? Oh no. Oh no, a foot and a half tall creature is coming at me made out of plastic. Oh, what should I'm going to defeat him using hairspray and a lighter. His only weakness is literally everything.
I found out there's a character called the Elongated Man, which is just a total ripoff of Mr. Fantastic. But just the name Elongated Man sounds so euphemistic.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, guess what? I can become the Elongated Man if you fucking touch me right, is all I'm saying. Like,
but the problem is even the Elongated Man, he's not like Mr. Fantastic who can stretch for like a long, long ways or anything like that. He's just got a really long torso that he can sometimes make a little bit longer. That's pretty much it. Like he's a pathetic.
Maybe I am the Elongated Man. Does he have really short legs and a bad attitude about fucking rich people?
He's like, yeah, I've got the legs of a little person and the body of a 7 foot tall basketball player. Clearly I'm a superhero. Like I don't my spine is fucked up
horrendous.
So I can bend my torso ways I'm not supposed to. That's it, really.
Don't
try to punch me in the midsection, says the Elongated Man.
Yeah.
Throw punches exclusively at my dumb fucking face. Yeah, I hate DC a lot.
So we're on the fence. We're on the fence, I think. That's where we stand.
So your pick was Ragman. It's a pretty good pick.
Yes.
He's like he's like a Batman secondary character, I think. Doesn't he operate mostly out of Gotham? Or is
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So my pick for most metal DC superhero is the superhero Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Spectre is, first of all, the living embodiment of the vengeance of God. So he basically has unlimited powers as long as he's getting revenge on someone. Like he can't affect the innocent, but as long as you're not innocent, he can essentially do anything he wants to. At one point, the mythology of him is that he was a fallen angel, that he fell with Satan and then asked God, like, hey, man, I kind of changed my mind. Is there anything I can do for you? And God's like, well, I got a lot of firstborn in Egypt I need killed. You want to help me out? And Spectre was like, fuck yeah, I'll do that. So that's the first thing he does for God is he kills all the firstborn in Egypt. Another time, there was a country, like a made-up country in the DC world, and they couldn't get along, and they had lots of long history of civil war and ethnic cleansing. So he just killed all of them. He killed every single person in the country except for two people and then let them fight it out to see who was actually right.
Well, that's not the simplistic kind of judgment that I know.
Yeah,
God.
Right. Exactly. That's it seems a little it seems a little nuanced for Yahweh, but nonetheless. Another time the state of New York was going to execute an innocent man. So he told the state of New York that if that man died, he would kill everyone in New York. And then they were like, nah, we'll just let him go then. Like, it turns out we've got new evidence and he's innocent after all. Like,
they didn't have a Republican mayor.
Right.
Giuliani. That would have went down a different way.
Yeah, he would have let him kill every single person. Yeah, basically,
they don't got the balls.
Like, he's the spirit of vengeance. Like, he's... Uh-huh. And also, he appears as a pasty-faced dude wearing corpse paint in a green cape. So, you know, like, he normally gets attached to a living host. If he doesn't, he kind of goes ape shit and just starts getting more and more erratic. And somebody convinces him that magic is the problem in the DC world. So he just kills all magic. He's like, oh, the magic's over. Fuck all you people. And then that's it. So, in my mind, like, just from the level of death and mayhem that he has enacted, and at one point he went crazy and every other hero in the DC universe had to fight him, and he killed all of them and then realized the error of his ways and brought them all back to life. That is the Spectre, and I think he's my choice for most metal superhero in the DC universe.
That's a good-ass superhero. It's good in the way that everybody is so fucking overpowered in the DC universe.
Right.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But I was thinking, I was like, oh, it's like is the Spectre the one that shows up? Like, if your city is kind of like overly sexual, like there's a like if you have a Mardi Gras in your fucking town, like suddenly he's gonna flood the whole place or something.
No,
like that's like,
actually
fucking the Spectre.
Actually, the guy that did that is his arch enemy. Like.
George W. Bush?
He was the spirit of vengeance before the Spectre, and his name is Eclipso, and he looks dumb as shit, but...
What a fucking horrible
I know,
name.
Right?
God
like, it doesn't...
Damn.
I get it, man. Like, it's fucking stupid, but anyway. Yeah, so it's Eclipso God. Versus Spectre in a fight for who gives a shit in the DC universe.
But, I was going to say, like, when you look at the DC universe, like, their villains... Like, they have okay villains, like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, the Joker and, like just the Gotham bad guys are great. Like, there's some really great... I mean, they have a whole lot of horse shit in there, too,
oh, yeah.
Mind you.
Yeah, Penguin.
It's
Penguin is
oh,
fucking
yeah.
stupid. Like, I...
The Penguin is dumb.
Riddler yes. is an idiot. Riddler is fucking pointless.
Now, if I remember correctly, though, the Riddler was a villain invented by the Adam West Batman, not actually canon to the comics, right?
Oh, he's in the comics.
He is?
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
I was going to... Okay, so the Riddler makes sense to me in the way that, like, where, like a serial killer will, like, leave, like, taunting notes for, like, the police and shit. So I like that. I mean, yeah, he's goofy and dumb, but, like with that, there's something about that that I can respect in that. You know what I mean?
Right. Sure.
But there's also, like, Calendar Man.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
The Eraser and... the human paperclip, or whatever the fuck
boomerang.
Is on the guy's desk at the time he fucking writes these characters
Boomerang
up.
Boomerang Man. Boomerang Man is another guy. Boomerang
yeah.
Man?
Yeah.
Really, the only yep. two good ones are the Joker and probably Scarecrow.
For yeah, the
Scarecrow's
Batman?
Great.
From the Batman Crooks Gallery?
Yeah.
I actually like, I'm right. kind of fond of Clayface. Just because of
Clayface
the cartoon, the Batman cartoon, the episode with Clayface is dope as shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
Clayface is great.
Yeah, there's also Man Bat, which is a dumb. I can't even. And if you watched a lot of the cartoons back in the day, where there was the Bat Family, there was the Batmite, which was like I don't really know. I think it was like a mentally challenged alien that they dressed up in bat clothes to make fun of. And then he just kind of is mm-hmm. in the cartoon anyway.
And the cartoon, the Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
As
also,
called, right?
Also, one great DC villain is Black Adam, who is Shazam's
oh, yeah.
main nemesis, who's like
yeah.
like the descendant of a pharaoh, and he just has a
yeah.
country rules with an iron fist and just fucks anybody up that messes with them. I like Black Adam.
Yeah,
a lot.
Black Adam was really cool. Yeah. I was looking at Black Adam. I he was kind of an anti-hero, so I thought he
yeah.
might be in like on the cusp of. Okay for this, but I feel like anti-hero is
yeah.
like a cheat
yeah.
for this, like the same way like they try to make Harlequin kind of a hero sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm like
right.
no, that's not
how that works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I feel like 100% solid hero all the time. Plus Black Adam, doesn't that sound like a racist guy's nickname for his coworker
yeah.
in an office or something?
Yeah,
like
not,
oh, you mean Black
super
Adam
great. But
yeah, it's not good.
No,
it's not. But that's how they always named anybody who was black at all. Black Panther, Black Lightning.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Just like not cool. I was going to say, actually, speaking of which, one of my backups was Black Canary.
Okay.
It was like she wears like fishnets and a leather jacket,
yeah.
rides a motorcycle. She's like Green Arrow's like lady. And they like hang out. She's just kind of a badass. Basically, she's like the Wendy O. Williams of like the fucking
yeah, yeah.
Metal of like the DC world. I liked her a lot, but there wasn't quite enough there to go on. You
sure.
know what I mean? Like it wasn't like absorbing souls and making them a part of your suit.
Yeah.
kind of a fucking you
yeah,
know
that's
shit.
Pretty
so
dope.
Yeah.
So my runner-up was John Constantine, the Hellblazer, who's
Hellblazer,
who's
fuck.
A fucking
that's DC
yeah a drunken
Damn.
Chain-smoking wizard who convinced Satan to cure his cancer because he sold
uh-huh.
his he sold his soul to two different demons in hell, and so if he fucking died they would have to go to war, and they're like fuck it, you just can't die now. Everybody whoever associates with John Constantine for any length of time is usually ends up damned to hell or dead.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of fucking dope shit over the course. Like he screws over Aleister Crowley at one point and has he's supposed to go to hell, but then Aleister Crowley ends up going to hell instead because he fucks him over.
Aleister Crowley was going to go to hell anyway, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The goal.
But Constantine was my runner up just because he's like such a fucking conniving dickhole wizard, but still like ends up doing some cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But for the
if
most
I have
part,
that right, man, I think there's a Hellblazer comic where he runs into JFK and he's like holding his own brains in his head and like walking around.
Yeah,
that's a dark DC. You know what? Fuck, I wish I had.
But
thought
Hellblazer
of that.
Was
like,
a Vertigo
actually
title.
That's right.
But John Constantine is also in the main DC universe.
Okay.
Slightly different.
That's why.
He's not quite as fucked up, but Hellblazer.
Vertigo's
a
different
comic.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Otherwise, I would have said fuck all of those things and just picked the dude Jesse from The Preacher for my number one, because that guy, like, he just uses the power, the voice of God, to find God and ask him, "Hey, man, why you suck so fucking bad?" Like, that's and his best friend's a vampire and his girlfriend's a hit lady who fucking murders people on the regular. Like, Preacher is some dope fucking shit. The TV show is not as good as the comics, not even close.
I was looking into, okay, so this will be the last one, but like Detective Chimp was gonna be on my list just to try to make it work.
Yeah,
honestly, I was like, he's a drunk chimp who solves crimes, but there's a character called Dead Man.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that sounds cool, but then the more I looked into it, it wasn't cool at all.
No.
He's a trapeze artist who died. boo. He's a trapeze artist that died, but he's a ghost that can possess people, so that's kind of cool. Yeah. But then that's it. That's it. He just, you know, kind of sucks. He basically looks like Rupert Murdoch in a red suit. He just looks withered and pale. I fucking hate him. So, a Martian Manhunter was like one I was looking at for a minute because he's a badass. He's super. His name is Manhunter.
Yeah.
But he's got a cape, two straps that hold the cape on, and then some baggy blue underwear and boots. Like, I'm just like, come, God
and
damn
also,
it. Like, how much?
His super weakness, just fire. Just
fire.
Just
I saw
fire.
It, yes.
Like, he would it's be like, the most powerful superhero on Earth. Except if you show him a match, he goes catatonic. Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with these
people?
That's
so stupid.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you can't come to California right now, dude. It's kind of brimming with your weakness.
It's just pathetic.
Yeah, horrendous.
And my other backup was the superhero Etrigan the Demon. Was going to be like, he was... He's the son of Belal, and Merlin has joins him with a knight in Arthurian time, in the times of Arthur, and then for rest of time, like Etrigan and the guy, like the guy's honorable spirit is the only thing that keeps him from being a villain. Like, he kind of forces the demon to do good things, and he can barf fire. And, like, he has horns and claws and carries a fucking trident. And he's pretty fucking badass, like, on the grand scheme of things. He's a pretty dope character. Also, for a very long time, he spoke only in, iambic pentameter? Like, he spoke only in, he only spoke in Shakespearean rhyme, which is fucking
dope.
Oh, my God. Like, it's pretty epic metal shit, but...
Yeah,
he lost out to the Spirit of Vengeance just because the Spirit of Vengeance killed an entire country once.
That's very Meshuggah, where he's like, I'm only going to speak in fives.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I was going to say, just real quick, you can have any superpower you want. What is it?
Any superpower?
Yeah.
Like only one?
Only one.
Shit.
Let me throw in one while I let you think.
All right.
I was gonna say, my buddy Will Will Hines, he had this character he named, he was drawing his own little comics and stuff.
Yeah.
He had this character named Kip that he came up with that just squirted blood out of any place he wanted to on his body at people. I still think till this day is one of the funniest things I've ever heard of.
That's insane.
Like, you could just make a little blood slick for people to slip in, or you could just spray them in the eyes like a horned toad. Like, just like. So that's not what I would take, but I think that's fantastic.
Oh, I would take the healing factor for either Deadpool or Wolverine for sure.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause then yeah. like, cause if you can't die or like really, I mean, it hurts a little bit, but who gives a shit? You know, you can fucking survive anything. Mm-hmm. Pretty much most everything else is kind of on the table at that point. Like, you could do all kinds of shit. Even like more so than Wolverine, really. Like he has knives that come out of his hands, but why stop there? Like, just, you know, just tear off a fucking arm and beat somebody with it and fuck off. Like, then you just stick it back on. You're unstoppable at that point. You can't die. You can't get sick. Nobody can really hurt you or stop you. You just have to, and really, you just have to outwait anybody that fucks with you. Like, if they imprison you, you just wait until the bars of the fucking place rot. Like, you're fine. So yeah, that would be my superpower, healing, a nearly unlimited healing factor.
That's good. I guess I would just choose the power of matter. I would just, if I could just change any matter, and time. If I could just.
Oh, so like Molecule Man from the Marvel Universe?
Who?
Molecule Man? You know who that is?
Kinda. No, I'm kind of fucking around. There was a character in DC, Spaceman, which is a Starman. Sorry, Starman, which is also a lazy name. But he can just change the amount of matter something has.
Yeah,
that's
so like
right.
He can make
mass,
the weight.
He could change.
Yeah, so
its
he can just make the mass of something.
So cool.
So he could just be like, Randy, you now weigh the mass of I don't know Jupiter.
Yeah,
and it would just be like. And it would just, you know, fold up the entire planet. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's nice and balanced.
It's good.
Again, nice. That's DC for you. Just just handing somebody a nice light power to start with.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, that's.
But
healing factor.
Probably time. Probably time.
Time.
I would
time
go
travel?
Time. Yeah, it's like, or just like I can control time, so I can move back and forth through time as much. Because I mean, you can't stop that. You know what I mean?
I would
know when you're gonna kill me.
Teleporting would be dope too. Being able to teleport without air anywhere you wanted on Earth would be fucking.
It's almost
mad.
Like a Doctor
My
Strange
fiance
kind of deal.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, Doctor Strange. I mean, I would definitely take the host of fucking Munchkin bullshit that Doctor Strange can do. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just cast a spell and do anything ever.
Right.
So, yeah. If that's on the table, for sure, I'll just be Doctor Strange straight up. Like, no changes.
Yeah. I would take the power of just looking good in that collar.
Yeah. Do you mean to tell me my superpower is being Bertrand Cumberbatch? I'll take it. I'll fucking
Benedict.
Take it. I'll be Bertrand Cumberbatch any day you want. That basically is being a handsome man is basically a superpower. Like, people let you get away with whatever the fuck you want. And he was also Sherlock Holmes. If I get to be like Bertrand Cumberbatch plus all of the characters
Benedict,
he ever
it's
played.
Benedict.
I get to be Sherlock Holmes and Doctor Strange? Fuck yeah, dude.
Just so you know, it's Benedict.
What?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict?
Yeah.
I said Bertrand?
Yep.
Yes.
Way better name. You chose the better of the two names.
Bertrand is a much better name than Benedict Cumberbatch. Although Benedict Cumberbatch, as somebody put it, is the most British name of all time.
He's got a fucking breakfast for a name.
Yeah.
Bertrand Cumberbund.
Yeah. Dude, I guarantee he probably has a brother or an uncle named Bertrand.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever. It's a fake fucking name. Who
Sorry,
gives a shit?
Benedict,
I'm guessing.
Listener to the fucking podcast. I didn't mean to get your name wrong, sir. You can DM me on Twitter and tell me how much you hated it later.
For sure. Ugh, whatever. Hey, why don't you mop your tears with bags of money, you fucking rich, beautiful man.
God damn.
I was going to say, my fiance, Carrie, That's her, whenever she like talks about superpowers, like that's her number one is teleportation. She's like that in her mind that you can do anything you want to do plus some with the power of teleportation.
Yeah, I would agree with
you
that.
Know, like,
yeah, for sure.
Like you can whoop a dude's ass, you can get anywhere you need to go, you can travel wherever, you can make money by teleporting into a bank and just taking some shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure. Like there's
everything like, you need to do.
Yeah, like it would be awesome. Like you could live anywhere. You could like have anyway, teleportation would be dope as shit. I was just thinking more like survival, just surviving anything.
Yeah.
The healing factor would be huge. Like if you get shot teleporting around, you're probably fucked.
Hello and welcome to the ad for Afternoonified, the podcast where we hope to make you a little less dumb while we also become a little less dumb.
Do you want to know why some saints have never decomposed? Or why you're compelled to eat laundry detergent and home insulation?
Ugh. Maybe you've heard about the Axe Handle Hound or a demon named Zozo and want to know more.
We're here to help!
Join us, Emily.
And Ryan.
On our mission to investigate the weirder sides of science history, and that is your line.
And the paranormal on Afternoonified, part of the River City Podcast Federation.
Nailed it.
Done.
Yeah!
Boom. Come find us!
The next topic is mass suicide.
Yeah, something light.
Nice and light to follow up our goofy bullshit superheroes.
God.
So I'm going to go first because I went second.
You go first.
Last time. What's that?
Yeah, you go. I said you go first, but I have a feeling you're going to take my number one right off the bat. And
I don't know.
And fuck.
We'll see.
I think you are. I just think you will.
All right. So was your number one called does the number one have a name? The Dance of Zalongo. Is that the one that
no!
you picked?
No, I didn't take the Dance of Zalongo. No, that's great. Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Go. You do you.
So
what that was a good
so
one.
So what happened was a group of women were captured during a war in the time of the Ottoman Empire in 1803. And they were being taken back to the capital of the Ottoman Empire to be enslaved. And as they were camping, for some reason, they let the women all camp with their children next to a cliff. So what the women did, they got super drunk, partied their asses off, and then danced over to the edge of the cliff, threw their children off, and then jumped off with them, right?
Jesus Christ.
So they committed suicide. They danced themselves to death off of a cliff. Now, that already fucking dope. But there's more. Because not too long after that, in two different countries, commemorated this event by creating both a folk song and dance called the Dance of Zalongo, both of which are still sung to this day in both countries, in Greece and Albania. And I will now read...
Do you have the lyrics?
Yeah, I will now read the lyrics to the Greek version of the Dance of Zalongo in English. Farewell, poor world. Farewell, sweet life. And you, my wretched country, farewell forever. Farewell, springs, valleys, mountains, and hills. Farewell, springs, and you, women of Soli. The fish cannot live on land, nor the flower in the sand. And the women of Soli cannot live without freedom. Farewell, springs. The women of Soli have not only learned how to survive, they also know how to die, not to tolerate slavery. Farewell, springs. And they sang that as they jumped off the cliffs to their fucking death. And to me, that far and away, dancing your way to suicide, most metal thing I've fucking heard about in quite some time.
Yeah, pretty tight.
That's really good.
I'd like to hear a fucking...
a metal version of that song? Hell yeah.
A metal version, yeah. Farewell, oh spring. Farewell, oh life.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We
or
know how
version.
To live, and we know how to die. Just fucking jump off a cliff, eat my dick, Ottoman Emperor.
Suck a cheetah's dick, motherfucker. By the way, sorry, I was listening to some Wesley Willis today, so suck a cheetah's dick is like in my head. it's just a thing. that is fucking fantastic. I definitely read about the dances long ago. I liked that one a lot. My number one, if I may.
You may.
Is in 1945, the mass suicide of Nazi German soldiers in Berlin.
Yeah.
You see, as the Allied forces encroached in on the city of Berlin, over 7,000 Nazi soldiers committed suicide instead of being taken prisoner. And good. Good. Good, good, good. Fuck yeah. Fucking... Just, you know what I say? I say there's no better. You should have done it at the second you fucking put that little armband on your fucking shirt. You should have been, I'm going to kill myself because fuck me, I'm a piece of shit.
Sure.
Is what you should have done. I say even today, if you're like, hey, I want a white ethno state, you should be like, hey, isn't there a beautiful white ethno state on the Hale-Bopp comet? Maybe I'll put a plastic bag on my head, drink some fucking cyanide, put my Nike shoes on, and fucking head up there to my star, my fucking beautiful star country, because fuck you, and fuck you, and die.
Yeah.
That is my number one. There's no, okay, so I didn't want to pick one where it was like too, because there's a lot of mass suicides where there's people that don't want to be captured, you know, and that's totally admirable, and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? But there's a better one where you're the piece of shit who needs to die when you fucking do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. If you're a Nazi, go ahead and just fucking take that old lead train out of town. You know what I'm saying? Like, take that bullet train right off the fucking mortal coil. Go fuck yourself. And I think there's nothing more metal than being a dead Nazi. You know what I'm saying? Like being a dead...
Dead Nazis.
Wanting
are the
Nazis,
best
Nazis dead
yeah,
is being... True. Yes. Wanting Nazis dead is probably the most metal thing you can be. I feel like it's just... Because fuck
wrong.
You. Fuck you. Yeah. I think what you should do is get a big... like Oath Keepers rally together or whatever. Just lay down on the ground and let a fucking circle pit stomp you to death. Is what I think you should do.
Yeah.
Because fuck you. Anyway, so that was my number one.
How did
and let me know if I seem on the fence about it.
They in very the poison and bullets and stuff.
Okay, all right.
Like so there was no one way.
A multitude of different methods. Okay.
It was just a because they found out Hitler killed himself. And they're like, well, if it's good enough for the Führer, it's good enough for me.
All right.
And honestly, you're right. I wish every Nazi would follow along. Like, oh, you know what? You know what? If it's good enough for Hitler, it's good enough for me. Bang. And then that's it. And then we don't have any more.
Just to top that off for you guys, my buddy was just in Berlin a little while ago and took a picture of Hitler's grave, which is virtually unmarked and covered in trash.
I'm surprised it's not just shit.
Yeah, right.
Just human shit.
I would take a shit on Hitler's grave.
Actually, what
oh
I wish
God.
It was just a bunch
of kids. Is that
even
a crime?
Just a bunch of kids spinning dreidels on a fucking on like a fucking marble top, tabletop.
Yeah.
And it's just got a menorah on one side. Every day's Hanukkah at Hitler's grave. Like just to fuck him up for all time. Just a star
of
David.
God.
They just take out they
every
just
day
pull
is
his
just
entrails.
An all-you-can-eat latke dinner.
Yeah, they piece him, they piece part him apart and just arrange his body in a Star of David. Fuck you, Hitler. How about this? Oh, you hate it? How we're gonna desecrate your corpse every?
They should constantly be burning piece like paintings he did.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
All of his
Hell
fucking
yeah.
bullshit art. Just have somebody mock it and then burn it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Isn't it funny that all the far right people in our country are like failed like comics and failed fucking artists?
Yeah.
Like they're just like, so it's the same exact thing where it's all like, you know, where they're like, they tried to be funny and they're like, oh, turns out I suck and everyone knows it. Well, fuck you. The problem is you or whatever. It's like the exact same Hitler dynamic.
Dude,
anyway,
dude
sorry to make
you,
it so.
Like, most of the time, like a lot of the time when you read about one of these right wing idiots going fucking sideways, if you go back far enough, you're like, oh, yeah, he got broken up with 9 months earlier. It's like, ah, what a shock.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He's like, I'm just heartbroken, and then I found out Jews are why women don't like me. Like, that's, it's fucking insane. Yeah. Like, every single fucking time. It's just some bullshit, some mundane, pansy bullshit.
I was going to say, every men's rights activist post might as well just be, it looks like it was just angrily punched out by the world's smallest dick. Yeah. Like, it was just, like, stabbed key by key by just the tiniest dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck them.
Yeah,
they're the problem. Anyway, so I'm I think we're revealing our politics, Dan.
Yeah.
Anyway,
weird.
Yeah, it's weird. We're
anti-Nazi
racism.
And racism.
That's fucking shitty.
Turns out, like, I'm not on board. Like, I also don't like homophobia or transphobia. I'm a weird guy.
You're a real fucking kook.
Yeah,
you know that?
Fucking asshole. This one.
Did you have a backup?
I do.
Favorite
I do
mass
have a,
suicide.
I do have a backup. It's the Siege of Mossad. Where?
Oh,
I
loved that one.
So the.
I mean, you know,
what's
with
that?
Enough historical space.
You avoided that one?
No. I said I loved it, but I just like. You know, now that enough time has passed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, it was tragic at the time, for sure. Like, none of these are, like, happy, except for the dancing
They're
one.
Not great.
Dancing
except
one's
Nazis,
pretty great, and then all the Nazis killing themselves kind of gives you a warm feeling inside. But
yeah,
this is
absolutely.
Just a group of people who are, like, holed up in a fortress that the Romans couldn't get in, and they couldn't get out, and they were like, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to strangle each other to death, and then the last guy alive stabs himself, and that's pretty much it. We're not going to conquer us. We're going to kill ourselves. There was another one where the Romans conquered, like, a German city, and they had laid siege to it. So everybody in the German city got into a giant wooden building with everything valuable in the city and then lit the building on fire. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
But mostly
that's
actually
happened a bunch in history.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching. There was a lot of those that were like, people were like, they're being laid siege to. They know they're all going to die anyway.
Yeah.
They have no hope. And then so instead of giving them anything, they all kill themselves and everything of value.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was just a big waste of their time. One of my favorites, I can't think of the fucking name of it. And this is, you know, a failure on my part, but, they had actually this one, I want to say it was a bunch of. It was a Jewish settlement, and they all settled them. And Egyptians were trying to storm this big fortress that they all locked themselves in, and they locked themselves in it for 12 years. They survived for 12 years inside on just what they had, and then while they did that, they built a dirt ramp around these tall walls of the fortress. And by the time they got inside, everyone was inside and just killed themselves, like just before. So it was just like this humongous waste of time and resources for the. Which that's the ultimate, like, pull the ripcord, I win. You know, it's like, I'm out. Yeah, and, like, I always kind of respect it a little bit. Anytime somebody's like, oh, yeah? Well, I'm taking off or whatever, like, whatever.
No, I get it. Yeah, I liked – yeah, most of them – a lot of the ones that weren't religious-based were all, like, we're going to lose. We're losing on our own terms, which is pretty.
Yeah.
And the reason I picked the dancing one specifically because they danced their way off the fucking cliff.
Right.
That's.
Yeah.
That's some happy-go-lucky shit. And honestly.
I like it.
Yeah. So our choices for most metal mass suicide, mine, the Dance of Zalago, where a bunch of women threw themselves off a cliff dancing, and Noriko's. The mass suicide of Nazis near the end, near the defeat of the German army after the suicide of Hitler in World War II. So now we go to the speed, what did we call it again? Like the
lightning round.
The ride the lightning round where.
the lightning round, yes.
Where Randy picks a topic and we try to just come up with shit off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
This week we're going to go with most metal cigarette ad.
Oh, man.
Hmm.
All right. Well, we got to roll.
They
to
can't
see
advertise
first.
On. Yes. Okay. Rolling into my cigar box. I got a 3. Thank God.
I got a 16. So I got fucked.
Oh, man. Lucky you.
Yeah. Lucky me.
Lucky strikes.
Lucky me. I'm going to go with the one that's super iconic. The Marlboro Man cigarette ads. Uh-huh. Mostly because, A, it's a cowboy. The Wild West was metal as fuck. People would throw down and blow each other apart for no goddamn reason. Two, it just makes cigarette smoking a little tougher. There's a country music element, which kind of makes it less metal, which is a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, this is all I got off the top of my head. And three, and most importantly, I believe the dude that played the Marlboro Man died of lung cancer. And let's give it up for
him.
Yes,
he did.
And so that's fucking dope. The thing you advertised is exactly what killed you. Congratulations, Marlboro Man. You're my number one Ride the Lightning Round pick for most metal cigarette ad.
Okay, so I'm going to go with with the Flintstones Winston cigarette ad from the...
Oh, God, yeah.
There's an episode of the Flintstones where they actually were advertising Winston cigarettes on TV back in the day. So whatever the fuck year this was. But the ad is Barney. It's Wilma and Betty are they're mowing the lawn with their shitty like Triceratops, eating grass lawnmower, and like they're hanging up laundry. And then Barney and Fred are sitting out there and they're like, wow, these ladies really work really hard for us. You know, it's kind of hard to just sit here and watch, you know. And then Fred goes, cool, let's go around back then. And they walk around the back of the house. So I have to watch them like work and feel guilty. And then they start to share the smooth flavor of a Winston cigarette together. And I just love that it's a cartoon series where they're advertising cigarettes on like prime time.
Yeah.
And they just go back and forth about the smooth, rich flavor of Winston cigarettes. And they had to animate Winston cigarettes, like they had to draw it in there, but make the pack look also kind of like Flintstonian.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like, yeah. So that's gonna be my. It's wrong in every fucking way, and fucked up. That is my most metal ad for cigarettes. Is the Flintstones Winston cigarette ad. From 19 goddamn who knows what.
I wanted another one that I was thinking of that I didn't go with, and I may end up going with this one, is the Virginia Slims ads, what was the catchphrase for Virginia Slim? Does anybody remember? It's like...
I don't remember.
It's like Virginia Slims, she's...
Get nasty.
It's like she deserves it or some shit like that. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
No.
It's something.
No.
Do you got it yet?
Almost.
I just remember it was something. She's got to have it or something like that.
Oh, maybe that's why I think that's it. That sounds right.
No, I don't think it is. Yeah.
No, the tagline for Virginia Slims is "You've come a long way, baby."
That's right. You've come a long way, baby. Like, that's right. That's right. It's the most horrific.
So gross.
It's so fucking gross. But it makes me laugh every time I fucking see it.
Oh my god! Man, is it because the cigarettes are so long?
You're so hot. Even your cigarettes are skinny. You've come a long way, baby. Like, it's just repulsive on every level. But yeah, that was
Jesus.
It's not really metal in any way. It's just funny every time I fucking see it.
I like the old Newport ads too. The old where it was like a guy on like a boat.
Yeah,
it was always somebody on a boat. Yeah. Like it was like a guy with like a yachting cap. Like I'm smoking or whatever. Like I don't know what the fucking tagline was or whatever. But I was always in the pornos or in the old porno mags that I'd find in basements. That was always
pretty
prominent. The thing was like, yeah, there's a lot of 70s Playboys in Penthouse was just like, just a guy in a sea captain's hat all like, I'm smoking on the high seas. And I was like, that can't be your main fucking, group of people you're trying to sell to.
Right.
It can't just be sea captains.
Yeah, I will probably, there's one, and I couldn't remember the name of the company or the exact ad, but it was... It was like old time, like 40s, a 40s cigarette, page ad. And it just showed like like a fucking like 12-year-old smoking a cigarette. And I think it was like for Charleston cigarettes or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, this kid knows what's right. And then it just shows him like lighting up a cigarette. But I can't say for sure if I didn't make that up in my own head for my own amusement or if that was real. So I didn't pick that one. But yeah, like we're going to, next episode, we'll have researched this more and come up with something else for a different one.
Yeah.
That's the most metal cigarette ad. I definitely won't be picking the Marlboro Man.
Yeah.
But.
I do one thing? I want to say, just in terms of ads, do you remember when Planters Peanuts had the, they had their slogan, "Bust a Nut"?
Yeah.
Was like their big.
Yeah.
That one still kills me to this day. Planters Peanuts, bust a nut. It's like, I don't think you know what you're talking.
Well, we
There's
definitely
like, my
need
son
to make
says
up
it all the
different.
Time.
We definitely need to have a different category, which is most metal advertising catchphrase of some kind. Like, where's the beef?
Death becomes her, or whatever.
I think Hoffy had one for a little while, just saying they're girthy.
Yeah.
Hoffy hot dogs.
Yeah. Anything
bust
like that.
Bust a nut to
like,
me is fantastic.
Something fucked up like that. So, but that'll be for a different time. This time it's just going to be cigarette ads, which is, you know, crazy fucking madhouse bullshit. So, you have anything, I think that's the end of the episode. I think that's where we're at.
I think that's it. Yeah.
All right.
I think we're good.
Well, thank you everyone for listening, and review us on iTunes. And once again, when you review it on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and the worst thing you've ever thought of in the comments. That's how we want
That's
our
it.
Podcast
That's all we
reviewed
ask.
From here on out.
Yeah.
So
be like, yeah, these guys like to stomp on puppies to get an erection. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. 5 stars can only get hard while skinning small animals. 5 stars,
or
only
whatever.
Listen to it while beating my own children.
Fire is a kind of lube. 5 stars.
Melty skin is the best skin. 5 stars. That's not really something terrifically wrong. And I believe from here on out, we're just going to end every single episode of this podcast coming up with new horrible things you could put in the review comments column.
Scars are the best texture to fuck.
Dick scars, ribbed for your pleasure. No, ripped for your pleasure. So,
oh my God.
Anyway, until next time,
yeah.
Thank you all very much for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
City Podcast Federation.